had huge ammunition dumps that weren't guarded until several weeks, if not a couple months, after major combat actions ended.
I'm standing there watching these insurgents pull out rockets and mortars and bombs from these weapons caches that the Iraqis had stored, you know, stashed everywhere. And you go to the British or to the U.S., whoever's there, with your little GPS receiver and say, hey, guys, you know, we found like 18,000 million tons of bombs, and there are a bunch of Iraqis there with AK-47s taking it away. Probably not the best idea. Here's where it's located. And they say to you, we just don't have enough people to cover it. And it just, I couldn't believe it. It wasn't the right answer.
No End in Sight is a new documentary directed by Charles Ferguson, a former political scientist and scholar at the Brookings Institution who turned to documentary filmmaking to tell the story about what went wrong in the early days of the American war in Iraq. Now, this movie is in some ways very wide-ranging, but it's also very focused. The basic story it has to tell is about what happened right after the invasion, in the months in the spring and early summer of 2003, when, according to the people interviewed in this film, decisions were made that cast the die for what was going to happen later.
The plan was, essentially, we'll stay for 3 or 4 months. We will install a government made up of exiles and led by Ahmed Chalabi. And then in August or September of 2003, we will begin a drastic reduction of troops.
Larry DeRita addressed us in one form and said by the end of August of 2003, we will have all but 25 to 30,000 troops out of Iraq. I heard him say that in a room full of people. And I turned to my colleagues and I said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's physically impossible.
He talks to military personnel, to diplomats, to journalists and administrators, and the story that emerges is a devastating picture of arrogance and incompetence. Again, these are not anti-war activists or leftists. These are people who went into Iraq to implement the Bush administration's policies, to try to rebuild the country after the fall of Saddam Hussein, and found themselves ignored, undermined, and thwarted by the policies that were coming from Washington. In some ways, No End in Sight asks a very simple question, one that's already beginning to be asked in political circles, in journalism, on talk shows, the question, who lost Iraq? Who is responsible for the fact that this war has gone on for 4 years, more than 4 years, with so much violence? And the movie supplies very specific answers. It names names. It says Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld, L. Paul Bremer, Dick Cheney, George Bush. Perhaps not surprisingly, all of these people declined Charles Ferguson's offer to be interviewed for this movie. One can only hope that one of these days they'll get around to watching it.
The CIA laid out several scenarios. It said life could be lousy, life could be okay, life could be better.
The president hadn't read it, not even the one-page summary over which we worked so hard to reduce these findings to a single readable page.
The president had not read even the executive summary.
Correct.